And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
We got The Athletic's Matthew Fairburn to react to this because it involves the New England Patriots and the Carolina Panthers. Matthew, what was your reaction to the Stephon Gilmore news this morning? Your first reaction.
I think it came as a surprise given the timing. You know, Stephon Gilmore still had a few weeks left on the PUP list before the Patriots had to take him off. But this seemed to be building towards some sort of action because Stephon Gilmore had not practiced. Stephon Gilmore, you know, his contract situation had become somewhat public in terms of, you know, him wanting more money. And entering the final year of his deal, it seemed pretty clear that the Patriots weren't willing to commit to him beyond 2021. And so the Patriots could have certainly given him more money this year to keep him happy and get him to play for them in 2021, but his contract was going to be up. The idea of committing that money when they were up against the salary cap, you know, a lot of it didn't make sense. And so, you know, the way Bill Belichick put it was that they mutually agreed to part ways. I think, you know, that's a part truth, I guess. You know, I think Stephon Gilmore's end of this was that he wanted more money and knew he could probably get it elsewhere. What was interesting was the Patriots, you know, the news got out there this morning that they were planning to release him or part ways, however it was phrased, and a late trade partner came in. And so the Patriots got a 2023 sixth round pick. Better than nothing, but you know, the fact that Stephon Gilmore is a couple years removed from a Defensive Player of the Year award, you know, makes it a little bit tough to swallow for Patriots fans. But between the contract dispute, his quad injury that kept him out and, you know, sort of clouded his value to other teams, this was one of those things where the Patriots, a 1-3 team, mind you, with a pretty good secondary, thought, why not get something for this guy that probably won't be here beyond 2021 anyways?
Yeah. So what kind of hole does this leave in the New England defense?
It's not massive, to be honest. I mean, of course, you'd rather have Stephon Gilmore, especially playing at his 2019 level, than not have Stephon Gilmore. But they are playing pretty well in the secondary right now. According to Football Outsiders DVOA, their past defense is ranked second in the NFL through 4 weeks. They picked off Zach Wilson four times a few weeks ago. They held Tom Brady to his worst completion percentage as a Buccaneer the other night and held him without a touchdown pass. J.C. Jackson has stepped in and played like a number one corner. Jalen Mills got a lot of praise from Bill Belichick today and has played pretty well on the other side. They still have Jonathan Jones in the slot. They have three good safeties in Devin McCourty, Adrian Phillips, and Kyle Duggar. So they have good players in the secondary. The pass defense, particularly with their pass rush, has been a strength for them. And so you'd rather have Stephon Gilmore. It could have really taken this defense to another level if he would have, you know, come back into the lineup. I think the question is more of a long-term one than a short-term one. They can survive in the short term, provided they stay healthy. The question is long-term because J.C. Jackson is also in the final year of his contract. And so they either need to sign him and pay him number one corner money, or they're going to be looking for a number one corner next year, which I think, you know, they had kind of come to terms with the fact that they would be looking for a Stephon Gilmore replacement one way or the other because of his age. But yeah, certainly beyond 2021, they have some questions to answer, but I do think they can manage in the short term with what they have because we've seen them do it for 4 weeks.
So Stephon Gilmore quickly, you know, being traded to the Carolina Panthers. For Panthers fans out there, what are they getting in Stephon Gilmore? What does he have left in the tank, you think?
It's a bit of a mystery because of the injury. And I think that's part of what led to this type of situation, right? You know, a sixth round pick for a guy that was Defensive Player of the Year a few years ago seems a little bit off, but he is, you know, coming off a torn quad and didn't have the greatest start to the season before that injury last year. So I think he still has something left in the tank. It's just, I think it was hard for teams around the NFL to figure out exactly how much he had left when they didn't get to see him on the field at all. And it was hard for the Patriots too, to commit any more money to him in 2021 without knowing, you know, what he was going to look like, because they hadn't seen him on the field either. So I think that's a bit of a mystery in terms of what they're getting. But hey, for a sixth round pick in 2023 to get a guy that is capable of what Stephon Gilmore is at his peak, he's a guy that can, he can tackle, he can play man coverage, he can play zone as well. He's done that during his career going back to Buffalo. So I do think they're getting a really solid player who's come up in big moments and should still have a little bit left. But, you know, with the injury, it's a little bit of a guessing game.
That's The Athletic's Matthew Fairburn. Make sure you're following all of Matthew's work on The Athletic as he's covering every angle of this Stephon Gilmore trade.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.